Andre enters, pushing the baby carriage, Ferapont following.
Andre Sergeyevich, these papers aren't for me. They're official government papers. I didn't create them.
Oh, where is it? Where is my past when I was young, happy, intelligent, when my dreams and thoughts were beautiful? When my present and future were glowing with hope, why when we've barely begun to live do we become dull, gray, uninteresting, apathetic, lazy, useless, unhappy? This town has existed for 200 years. It contains 100,000 inhabitants, and there's not one who isn't exactly like the others. Not one saint, past or present, not one scholar, not one artist, not even one man, even faintly remarkable, who might stir up envy or a passionate desire to emulate him. All we do is eat, drink, sleep, and then die. Others are born, and they will eat, drink, sleep, and not to be bored to stupefaction, they'll vary their lives with nasty gossip, vodka, cards, crooked deals. The wives deceive their husbands while the husbands lie and pretend not to notice. They hear nothing. An irresistible vulgar influence weighs on our children until their divine spark flickers out and they become the same miserable dead creatures, identical to each other, just as their fathers and mothers. What do you want?
What? Sign the papers!
I'm fed up with you.
The porter at the town hall was saying, looks like in Petersburg last winter. It was 200 degrees frozen.
The present is ugly. If I think of the future, everything seems fine. I feel relieved. I can breathe. A light dawns in the distance. I can see freedom. I can see how my children and I will become free from laziness, from drunkenness, from goose and cabbage, from naps after dinner, from degrading, parasitic living.
He says that 2,000 people were frozen to death. The people were terrified. It was either Petersburg or Moscow. I don't remember.
My dear sisters, my wonderful sisters.
Natasha appears at a window.
Who's talking so loud out there? Is that you, Andre? You'll wake Sofichka. Il ne faut pas faire du bruit. La Sophie dormait déjà. Vous êtes un ours. If you have to talk, give the baby to somebody else. Ferapont, take the baby carriage from the master.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm speaking quietly.
Ferapont takes the baby carriage. Natasha can be seen through the window petting Bobik.
Bobik. Playful Bobik. Naughty Bobik.
Andre is looking through the papers.
All right, I'll look these over and sign what's necessary, and then you can take them back to the council.
Andre goes into the house, reading the council papers. Ferapont pushes the baby carriage. Natasha and Bobik are seen through the window.
Bobik? What's my name? Little adorable. And who's this? Auntie Olya? Say good afternoon, Auntie Olya.
Two wandering musicians, a man and a girl, enter and play the violin and harp. Vershinin, Olga, and Anfisa enter from the house. They stand, listening to the music. Irina comes to join them.
Our garden's like a public park. People walk and ride right through it. Nanny, give those musicians something.
Anfisa gives money to the musicians.
God bless you, my sweet souls.
The musicians bow and leave.
Hard luck, folk. When your belly's full, you don't have to play music.
Anfisa kisses Irina.
Oh, good afternoon, Irisha. Oh, my child. See how I'm living now? In the high school, in a government house, in grand rooms with my dear Oleshka. Look what the Lord decreed for me in my old age. I've not lived so well in all my days, sinner that I am. The apartment is big, paid for by the government. I have a little bed to myself, a whole room to myself, all on the government expense. I wake up at night, and Mother of God, there is nobody happier than me.
Vershinin looks at his watch.
We'll be leaving in a minute, Olga Sergeyevna. My time's up. I wish you the best of luck, the best. Where's Maria?
Somewhere in the garden. I'll go and find her.
Please do.
I'll go and find her.
I'm in a hurry.
Anfisa goes with Irina to the upstage garden.
Mashenka! Masha! Masha!
Ooh. Everything must come to an end. Here we are saying goodbye.
Vershinin looks at his watch.
The town gave us something like a lunch. We drank champagne. The mayor made a speech. I ate and listened, but I was here. In my heart, I was here with you.
Vershinin looks around the garden.
I've grown used to...
Will we ever meet again?
I don't think. Probably not. My wife and my girls will stay here for another 2 months, please. If anything happens, if anything is needed.
Yes, yes, of course. Don't worry. Tomorrow there won't be a single military man in town. It will all have turned into a memory. And then, of course, a new life will begin for us. Nothing works out the way we'd like. I didn't want to be headmistress, but here I am, which means not in Moscow.
Well, thank you for everything. Forgive me if anything wasn't right. I talked an awful lot. Forgive me for it. Don't think too badly of me.
What's keeping Masha?
What more is there to say at parting? Perhaps we could philosophize? Life is hard. It appears to many of us to be dull and hopeless, but even so, we must admit that it will grow brighter, easier, and soon it will be very bright.
Vershinin looks at his watch.
My time's up. In olden days, humanity was obsessed with war, its whole existence filled with campaigns, invasions, marches, raids, victories. Now all that is gone, but it left behind a great emptiness which so far has been impossible to fill. Humanity is passionately seeking, and one day we will find something to fill that emptiness. The sooner the better. You know, if only hard work were supplemented with education, and education with hard work.
Vershinin looks at his watch.
Time's up.
There she comes.
Masha enters. Olga moves away, leaving Vershinin and Masha free to say goodbye.
I've come to say goodbye.
Masha looks into Vershinin's face.
Goodbye.
A prolonged kiss.
That will do. That's enough.
Write me. Don't forget. Let me go. It's time. Olga, please take her. I have to. I'm late.
Vershinin, much moved, kisses Olga's hands, then embraces Masha once more and quickly leaves.